Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is August 6, 2020. The time is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm calling this meeting to order. And the first item is the calling of the roll. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron is here. And Collier?
I'm here.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Jan Goodman. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Right. Dwayne Lark. Ron Pinchbeck.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer. Sandra Rowland.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Good. Eileen Rosen.
Here.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Here.
Nancy Sorden. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Good. Polina Vasilias.
I'm here.
Good. Tom Voorhees. Okay, I'm going to go back and check. Jan Goodman. Wayne Moore.
Excuse me, Grace. Alex, I think you've got background noise, Alex. Thank you.
Okay, let me take care of that.
Jan Goodman. Ralph Pointer. Wayne Lark. Nancy Sorden. Tom Voorhees?
Oh. Here.
Oh, good. Okay, so we have, let's see.
Lydia's here.
Gotcha.
I'll call that in a minute. Okay, we have 18, Mr. Chair, we have 18 members present, constituting a quorum. Now I'll call the other people who should be in attendance. Lydia Brazon is here. Anita Sims, Interim Chief Financial Officer.
Here.
Good. Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council. Here yet. John Tatum, Parliamentarian.
I'm here.
Good. All right, Mr. Chair, we have 18 members present, constituting a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item is excuse absences. Do we have any requests for an excuse absence?
I haven't seen any, Mr. Chair.
Okay, then we'll go to the next item in that case. Timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer to be timekeepers for this session?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to do the items.
Lawrence, you got it. Items. Who would like to volunteer to do the people timekeeping? Somebody? Nobody wants to volunteer?
Chair, this is Polina. I'll volunteer for the people.
Okay. Thank you, Polina.
No worries.
Okay. So the next item is the approval of the agenda. Let me read the draft agenda. Agenda approval is 5 minutes. Then there's approval of minutes for the July 30th open session. That's 3 minutes. Committee report. That's subdivided into it's a bunch of committee reports. Okay. There's a report about the coordinating committee. I don't think that should come under committee reports because the coordinating committee doesn't actually exist at this point, but we'll leave
Agreed.
That. It's an academic point, I guess. Then there's report from the audit committee, finance committee, governance committee, personnel committee, programming committee, strategic planning committee, development task force, and COVID-19 task force. Each of those items are, I don't know, there's different times on each item. Not gonna read them all.
38 minutes, Chair. 38 minutes total.
Oh, you did the total. Thanks. Okay. Then there's a report from Q&A from the IED. And that's followed by a motion on
LSB. Chair, you may have an earlier agenda. There's a CFO report before the IED report.
Okay. What?
Number 5 on the agenda.
What time did this later agenda come? Was that sent?
I got this yesterday.
Yesterday.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
I see. I see that something that was sent
PM.
At 8:33. Okay. All right. Let me look at that one.
I just sent a slightly amended agenda a few minutes ago.
Grace, can you send it to my LRAIS account, please?
Okay.
Ann Goodman, may I be recognized regarding the agenda?
Not yet. I'm just reading the draft agenda first. Okay. I see the update. There's some update about the coordinating committee report. I also see there's an ICFO report before the IED report. And then following the IED report is a motion on LSB responsibility. And then we adjourn. I hope everybody is now looking at the same draft agenda that I'm looking at. So in order to start discussion, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Request for information.
Request for information, Chair. Lawrence.
People are talking over each other. First, let's get the agenda approval settled, and then we can take question information issues. Who made the motion?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
This is Eileen. Can we move that that point about the coordinated committee to...
We can't do anything until we have a motion to approve the agenda.
We have to approve it. Oh, okay.
Who made the motion to... Somebody made a motion to approve
Paulina,
the agenda.
Paulina made the motion, but I want to hear the request for information from Lawrence first, because I think a point of information... that might take precedence if I'm mistaken, but, Mr. Chair, that's, of course, up to you.
Mr. Tatum, does that take precedence? I'm not sure, actually.
a request for information is okay. But keep in mind that it has not been seconded.
Sean will second.
Seconded, yeah.
What has not been seconded?
Approval of the agenda. Sean is seconding.
I'm aware of
yeah.
that.
Okay, so to answer your question directly, a request for information is in order.
Okay. Lawrence, what is your request for information?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
So my request for information is, are we approving only the open agenda? Because I have something for the closed agenda that I would like for consideration.
We're approving only the open agenda because this is an open session.
Okay. Thank you.
You could, you know, when we get to the closed agenda, then we'll approve that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we do have a motion to approve the agenda, and now it's been seconded. And okay, so the floor is open for discussion on the draft agenda. Who would like
Chair,
to?
May I be heard, Jan Goodman?
Jan, okay. What is? Go ahead.
I would like to place on the agenda. The item relating to me on the closed agenda, I would like it placed on the open agenda. The only reason I see that it could possibly be on the closed agenda would be because maybe it's regarding personnel matters, me being the person that it's regarding. I waive any confidentiality. This is going to be a discussion about policy, and it is the essence of what we should be discussing in open session, and I would like it placed in open session, please.
I'm ruling that that's out of order. The type of motion that is in closed session has to be in closed session.
I would
in open session.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
And with that, and I don't want to get into I don't want to get into a discussion of the content of the motion either.
It's been challenged. Your ruling has been
Chair,
challenged.
We are the time for this item.
Okay. Does somebody want to extend time for the discussion of the agenda?
I call the question if we should vote on the ruling, Chair.
Well, we have to extend time first.
I move to extend time.
How much?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, let me just ask a question of Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum, you know the motion that is being referenced, and you know that there, according to Robert's rules, motions of that type, I believe, belong in a closed session. Is that correct or not?
Mr. Chair, I think the entire board knows that when it comes to personnel, legal matters, and investigations, trials, and charges, and those kind of things, I hope that everybody can agree that those are executive session issues. Is that what you're asking me, Mr. Chair?
Yes, precisely. And
Mr. Chair, may I ask Mr. Tatum a question?
You may.
Mr. Tatum, isn't that for the protection of the person who is being charged with doing something wrong, and in that case, it's me, and I am waiving any protection that I might have by it being in closed session, and therefore, since I am the person who is being charged, and the protection of closed session is to protect me, and since I'm waiving it, isn't it appropriate to waive, if I want to waive it, to put it in open session, because who else would it be protecting? It wouldn't be protecting the board if they were doing something reasonable.
Mars to the stack.
I'd like to hear Mr. Tatum's response to that question first.
Yeah. Merely by the fact that you mentioned the word charges, seems to me that it puts it into executive session mode, and therefore, since you use the word charges, it would be up to the board and not you. You can waive it, but that is not up to you. It's up to the whole board to determine whether the word charges can be used in open session or with the board, and talk about a majority of the board would prefer it to be in the executive session. So my final answer is that it's up to the board. It's up to a vote of the board.
This is Polina. May I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence. I call for the stat chair. This is Lawrence.
I'm sorry. You're right. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a comment and I have a question for the parliamentarian. So this is a 22-member board. The member, I'm just wondering if the member could seek to protect herself and expose the board to an open session. I have difficulties with that. I'm wondering if we have to consider the whole board, not just one member of the board. Mr. Taylor.
My answer to that is really a repeat of what I said, and that is that one person can't decide for the board. And so the board will have to make the decision whether this is fruit for the open session or fruit for the executive session. Only the board. One person can't make that determination.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Okay. Polina, did you want to say something?
Polina has to be recognized. Please, yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to say that if I'm not mistaken, the rules about open and closed sessions are not to protect individual board members, but are rather to protect the foundation from possible litigation. And so we should act in the best interest of the foundation as it behooves us, and that's our fiduciary duty. So I would insist that any personnel matters be discussed in closed session. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, this is Ron. Can I be recognized?
I think I heard Lyndon first, and then you can go, Ron. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't see how this in any way would protect the foundation, whether it's open or closed. What does the people, streaming, who are getting transparency on this issue, how does that lead to any more fiduciary responsibility than having it in the open? Hiding it under the cover, how does that help you protect yourself? That doesn't make any sense.
From lawsuits.
Ron?
It doesn't.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to call the question. Let's vote on this and get it out the way.
Okay, before we vote on it, you're voting to either uphold or overrule the ruling of the chair. Let me just make a final statement on this. Not only is the type of motion is always handled in closed session, but the behavior described in the motion was behavior that was related to a closed session, not an open session. So please keep that in mind. Okay, so we'll go to a vote on the ruling of the chair. Yes, if you uphold the ruling of the chair, and no, if you oppose it. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey? Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
No.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Pardon me? I think I heard something.
Heather
Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I hear you now, Heather. Thank you. Sabrina Jacobs?
Nah. No.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Sandra Rollin?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
This is to uphold the ruling, right? Yes.
Yes, a yes vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. Yes.
And you, okay. James Sagerton? Tim Sagerton? Nancy Sorden? Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
A yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yeah, sorry, I was multi-processing. The ruling of the chair was, please?
To not allow the closed session... a closed session item to be put into open session regarding Jan Goodman.
That's a yes.
Okay. So going back, Chris Corey? I didn't hear you.
No. No.
Okay. Okay, I hear you now. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you. Thank you, Ralph. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Okay. I don't think Nancy's here yet. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 12 yeses, and we have eight noes. Chair, do you wish to vote? It's 12 yeses, eight noes.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. So the final vote is 13 yeses, eight noes. The ruling of the chair is upheld.
Okay. How much time do we have left on this item, Lawrence?
Chair, we are out of time for that item.
Okay. Then we're going to have to vote on the agenda as it stands. There have been no amendments unless somebody wants to extend time once more. Okay. We're going to vote. Then we're going to vote on the agenda as presented. Are there any objections to the draft agenda?
Alex, point of information, Chris Corey.
What is your point of information?
I was wondering, I don't have the agenda in front of me right now. Either could you read it or could you tell me whether populating the committee, the coordinating committee is on the agenda?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So anyway, I didn't hear any objections, so we're adopting this agenda. And the first item is a motion from Lawrence Reyes on a coordinating.
No, Chair. Chair, minutes approval.
Minutes. I keep, you know, I don't know what it is. I keep forgetting.
That's a 3-minute item.
3-minute item. Okay, we have the July 30th open session minutes. Are there any corrections?
Yeah, I'd like to mention something. Sean emailed me a very slight correction to add a comma. After somebody's station designation. So I will add that, and otherwise I haven't received any other corrections.
Okay.
Chair,
yes,
this is
Sean.
Yes. That correction was for the closed minutes. Closed session minutes.
Oh, okay.
Open session.
Sorry.
We're fine.
All right.
Sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
You can't get anything past
Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay.
Thanks,
correction
Sean.
To your correction.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay, so there were no corrections.
Right, that
okay.
I saw.
All right, so let's go on to committee reports. And we have a motion from Director Reyes. Lawrence, would you like to present your motion?
Yes, sir, Chair. Thank you so much. So the all committee reports is a 48-minute item, Chair, combined, total.
Okay. Well, this part of it is 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
So I move that the coordinating committee be comprised with one director from each station and the foundation offices. That's the motion. I know the bylaws are ambiguous in regards to it says at least one. I believe that we are in danger if we were to put two directors each from each station on the committee, then we risk ourselves of having an illegal PNB meeting. So that's one of my reasons for a one director from each station. That's it, Chair. Thank you.
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay, the motion has been seconded. Is there any discussion?
Eileen, to the specs? Yeah.
Eileen, go ahead.
I think we need to revise the text of this. I'm in agreement with the motion, but I think the grammar is a little off, but also we might want to be very explicit that it's one director from each station plus the foundation officers to avoid any confusion, assuming I'm right, that the three foundation officers would be in addition to having one director from each station. Is that correct? So it would be
actually,
eight people?
The foundation officers are not three, but they're actually five. It includes the interim executive director and the
I understand and the CFO.
Yeah.
The
okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes. Who is this?
Sandra.
Mark. Then Sandra.
Sandra, go ahead.
My revision to this motion would be along the lines of what the previous speaker just stated, that it would read that comprised of one director from each station plus the five foundation officers.
Okay, so that's an amendment. Does that have a second?
It's still grammatically the way comprised is used, it would be that the committee comprise one director from each station plus the five foundation officers.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Dwayne Mark is asked to be recognized.
Hold on. We've had a couple of proposed amendments. I'm just waiting for a second.
Am I being heard?
You are.
Yes,
Dwayne. Well, I asked before Sandra.
Lawrence?
I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Dwayne, you weren't heard then.
Lawrence, I'll take Lawrence. You can go next. And Dwayne, did you want to speak on this?
Yeah, Dwayne was ahead of me, Chair.
Oh,
I was requesting before Sandra, but she didn't hear me, obviously. So
okay,
It's okay.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
All right, I just want to read the motion as it is written because the previous speaker, I don't know if he's looking at it. But it says, I move that the coordinating committee be comprised with one director from each station and the foundation officer. See no grammatical error in that. The foundation officer
is
articulated in our bylaws.
That's not how... Sorry. It's incorrect.
This is the secretary.
Well, I don't think...
Send the revised version.
Let's not have cross talking. Mr. Lark, are you finished with your comments?
No, sir. I believe this is one of the problems we have when we're trying to be perfect, and none of us do the Queen's English. We speak American English and we write American English. And
please don't, Chair. Please call the member. We don't need a lecture. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't have a right to tell me what I can say and what I can't say.
I'm going to mute myself now.
Eileen, wait to be recognized, please.
I didn't try to correct you to tell someone that it was incorrect because that's your opinion.
Can we not have cross-talking? And, Mr. Lark, can you please not address a member by name?
Well, the member stepped on me, Mr. Chair, so I think that's who needs to be admonished, not me.
I understand that. I understand that. There were violations
of decorum on both sides
here. You yield
me the floor and the member spoke.
I am trying to bring this discussion back into some form of decorum.
Well, if you allow you allowed me the floor, I was taking advantage of that opportunity. The member spoke out of turn and stepped on my comment, and that is out of order.
It is indeed, and I tried to call that member to order. So can you please continue and speak to the issue?
I would speak, sir, ever since I spoke to the issue. And the issue is whether we're going to spend 5 or 10 minutes arguing English, whether it's American English or the Queen's English. And the fact of the matter, the concern that the member had is articulated in the motion, which indicates all offices, foundation offices, whether we articulate them to be 3, 4, 5. Read the bylaws. The fact of the matter is this writ is in order, and I called the question.
Okay, if you're calling the question, is there an objection to taking a vote right now and cutting off discussion? Okay. If there's no objection, then we'll go immediately to a vote on this motion.
Mr. Chair, we're voting on the original motion without any amendments. Is that correct?
None of the amendments received a second, so they're not actually on the floor.
Okay, good. So I will take the vote. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Abstain.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Sure.
All right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
All right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
All right, Eileen Rosen?
Yes, even though it's badly written.
Okay. Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
Sorry, I need the motion again.
It's to have the coordinating committee be composed of the officers and plus one director from each station.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so going back, we're missing Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Okay. Good. We have 17 yeses and 4 abstentions.
Madam Secretary, did you call on James Sagerton? Did you call on James Sagerton? I don't think I heard his name.
Yes, he voted yes. He voted yes.
Okay. I'm abstaining.
All right. So the motion passes. And, Mr. Chair, two things. I'd like to tell everybody that when somebody sends me a motion to place on the agenda, I cut and paste it exactly as they wrote it. I don't. I was a professional proofreader at one time, but I don't correct it unless the person submitting the motion requests that I fix the grammar or the spelling or whatever. Otherwise, I just cut and paste it exactly as it is emailed to me. And, Mr. Chair, do we now need to move to populating the committee?
I don't think the motion says that. I don't know.
Chair, point of inquiry. What was the final tally on that?
Good question.
Grace,
17, yes.
Do you mind?
17.
Thank you.
17 yes and 5 abstentions.
Thank you.
I think we have to move on to the next committee report, and that's from the audit committee.
Mr. Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. I object. I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Well, if you read the motion, it has what may be described as an addition to it, an addendum to it, based on as it reads, right under the motion. It says, if elections are needed to populate this committee, Polina Vasilius suggests the following election protocol. So an election is addressed on this agenda, Mr. Chair.
It says if elections are needed to populate this committee. Do you know if elections are needed? I don't.
Well, the only reason, what I do know, is that the only reason an election is needed is that if there are two or more people who want to serve. So that's why we should move forward, because I know, for instance, KPFT has done its homework, and that there it's one person who wants to be on. And if every station have made that decision and have done their homework, then we can expedite this fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, let me ask, let's bring it to the body as a whole. Does the board wish to, at this point, try to determine if elections are needed? I don't think it should be my decision. Is there anybody who does not wish to do that? Let's put it that way. If there's unanimous agreement, we can take a few minutes to determine if elections are needed. Are there any objections to doing that right now? Okay, so let's go determine if elections are needed. Let's go through every one of our stations and find out if they have some kind of consensus as to who should be their representative to the coordinating committee. Let's start with an information request. What is your request for information, Tom?
Yeah, we're affiliates represented on this?
No, they're not represented on it, and we cannot do that because the membership of this committee is inscribed in the bylaws, and we cannot change that. The standing committee's its membership is fixed, except for the ambiguity about whether it should be one or more directors from each station.
Mr. Chair, this is Polina, if I may be recognized, perhaps after
yes.
Lauren.
I think Ron wanted
or
to
before.
Say something.
Oh, Ron, but after Ron. After Ron.
Let Polina go in first.
Okay.
Let Polina go ahead.
Go ahead, Polina.
Oh, thank you. I suggest that we make nominations, and if those nominations are accepted, and if only one person is nominated per station, then we can not worry about the motion that I propose. Should there be more than one nomination per station, then we can then consider adopting the motion that I sent that on the agenda which is basically how it's been done in the past. That motion was worded with the help of Terry Goodman, who would be our teller. So I nominate Lawrence Reyes for, if I'm allowed to make nominations at the time, I would nominate Lawrence Reyes
for the KPA. Yeah, I have a point
of order. Yeah,
thank you. I have a
point
of order.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a lot of information.
Okay, we have a point of information, point of order. I think the point of order takes precedence. What is your point of order, Lawrence?
Yeah, you suggested, a more expedited process that I would suggest that we undertake. Just go round robin to each station and ask the directors whom volunteer instead of taking nominations, which I think will take time. Well intended, Paulina, but I just think it'll be time consuming. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's not exactly a point of order, but okay.
But I have a point of information.
Lyndon, what is your request for information?
Yes, the way that Paulina was talking about that, it sounded like the election or the selection for this committee was going to be from the whole PNB, where previously I had thought that each station was selecting their representative. So I would like to know which it is, and I don't want to, jump from one to the other.
If there's an election, the entire board votes.
Well, that's in contradiction to what we previously thought, at least what I previously thought and what the KPFT folks thought.
It's always been the case. If there's no contest, then there's no election. That's the issue. If there's only one nominee from each station, there is nothing to contest. We don't need to have an election in that case.
So you can just stack the board.
At time for this item. We have 38 minutes remaining for the rest of the committees.
Okay. If
Dwayne
somebody would
be recognized for an extension.
Okay, what do you propose for an extension, Mr. Locke?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Do we have a second?
We'll need a second.
Second it.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, let's continue.
I believe I was on
the procedure doesn't really matter that much. It's just a question of whether you're going to have a contest and for a spot on the coordinating committee from one or more of the stations or not. That's what determines whether you have an election. So, let's go through. Let's try it my way, and I don't know. Let's start with.
Well, Ron asked for the stack, and I asked for it after him. Request recognized after Ron.
Ron. Go ahead. I didn't hear you. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Yes, thank you. At this time, I'd like to nominate Vanessa Dixon Briggs as the representative for WPFW. And there are no objections from my colleagues at W. I would like to put her name forth. And, of course, that's also provided if she accepts. But that's my nomination for representing WPFW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Okay.
Dwayne, please be on the stack.
Hold on. Ms. Briggs, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
You do. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations
from WPFW. Okay.
Well, we're on WPFW, so
yeah,
I mean, any member.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
It's actually any member can nominate a member from any station. So you're not restricted to nominating a member just from your own station.
Paulina.
Paulina.
I apologize for interrupting. Yeah, I thought that I had made a nomination. Before Dwayne had asked for the stack, I had nominated Lawrence, and I don't know if he accepts or not. So we hadn't taken care of that nomination. Would you mind?
Okay, let me just finish up PFW first, and then we'll jump to KPFK. Are there any other nominations for a coordinating committee person on the from WPFW. Okay, then there's no contest of PFW if there's no further nominations. So KPFK, we have a nomination of Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, do you accept?
Yes, Chair. Thank you, Paulina.
All right.
And, is not going to run to be on the coordinating committee, so, and Grace will already be on the coordinating committee, so I think that that means that Lawrence will be.
Hold on. I haven't asked the question yet. Are there any other nominations for a member of the coordinating committee from KPFK? Okay. Seeing that there are no other nominations, then there's no contest there. So let's jump to KPFT. Are there any nominations?
This is Andrea. I asked for. I'd
at
like
what point
to,
are you going to recognize? Mr. Chair.
Yeah, right. Well,
at what point?
I'm sorry. I'll wait till you finish your sentence.
Thank you, ma'am, because I've asked this chair, and he's put me off. Now, two members speaking, and I've asked for recognition prior to two members on this matter.
Yeah, I get the.
Well, we have a lot of people asking for recognition at the same time, and it's problematic.
No, you told me to wait. You recognized it.
You now have the floor. Please make.
Well, thank you, sir.
Say your piece.
I appreciate that, but I think for me it's easier to write folk down in an order, and that way you don't get accused of not doing things properly and in order. But what initially you weren't going to use this process, but since it's going so well, I will take the opportunity to nominate Sandra Rollins for KPFT.
Okay. Ms. Rollins, do you accept?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for a representative from the coordinating committee from KPFT? Okay, then there's no contest.
This is Andrea. I'm still trying to make a nomination for KPFA.
Okay, Andrea, you have the floor. Go ahead.
I would like to nominate Sabrina Jacobs for KPFA.
Oh, I decline. Okay. I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. I'd like to make a nomination for KPFA.
Paulina, who is your who do you want to nominate?
Tom.
Okay. Tom, do you accept?
I accept. Reluctantly.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina Jacobs. I'd like to make a nomination.
Ms. Jacobs, you have another, you wish to make another nomination?
Yes, for KPFA, I nominate Chris Corey.
Okay. Mr. Corey, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, then we do have an election there. Okay, that leaves WBAI. Do we have a nomination for a coordinating committee spot from WBAI, for WBAI?
This is James for the stack.
Yes, James.
Yeah, when we last discussed this matter, we decided that people from the stations could get together and see if they could settle on an individual candidate from the station that they're from, and as many of you may know, we had a hurricane here in the New York area, particularly in New Jersey, and I'm one of millions of people that have been out of power, and I'm one of a couple million people who are still out of power. I just made arrangements to charge my phone so I could be on this call, and I do not know if conversations took place about arriving at a single candidate from WBAI. So since there's going to be an election, perhaps we could, nominate more than one person or just nominate, I guess we'll have an open discussion about it right here, unless there has been already that conversation that I'm unaware of.
You can, well,
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Hold on. Let me give you a suggestion how to handle this. We could, first of all, you can nominate as many people as you want. There's only four directors from BAR, so you can't nominate me because I'm already on as an officer, but you can, so that leaves three other possibilities. You can also defer the nomination until the WBI directors have a chance to get together and decide. Or for that matter, again, this is not only up to WBI directors. Any director can nominate any other director. So,
Chair, I seek recognition to do a nomination.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Jim Sagerton.
Okay. Jim, do you accept the nomination?
I'd like to accept the nomination on the condition that Sean Rhodes accepts my nomination of him.
Well, that will cause an election.
Well, we've already got an election because there's two from KPFA.
Okay, what about Mr. Poynter? Has anybody asked Mr. Poynter if he would want to be on the coordinating committee?
No,
I don't know if that conversation has taken place. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it hasn't, but I would rather not commit to that at this moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you have it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina with a question.
Hold on. I'd just like to ask Mr. Rhodes if he would like to be on the coordinating committee.
I'm going to decline at this time.
You're declining. Okay. So, James, it sounds as if you're the only one who wants to be on the coordinating committee, possibly. Do you accept the nomination?
I thought I made it clear that maybe that wasn't the case, but yes, I will accept the nomination.
Okay. What was it? Paulina, did you have a question? Yeah.
I do. Given that we prior to this meeting talked about perhaps stations making their decisions about who should be on the committees, and given that Mr. Voorhees very reluctantly accepted my nomination, I'm wondering, and that's the only reason why we would be holding an election in the first place, I'm wondering if it would be more prudent to, at this time, to reconsider. I don't know what the correct process would be, but I'm just wondering.
We're holding
an
election. That's the process.
We have
more than one nominee for one of the spots, so we're going to have an election.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
I think we're finished with this item, Mr. Lark, but go ahead.
Robin,
Chair, we are out of time for this item. We are out of time for this item.
Well, I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Why?
I
don't know what other business
you have
to do. I
move to extend for 5 minutes, and I seek to be recognized after that.
Robin, point of information.
You can't do two motions at once. So if you want to move to extend for 5 minutes, that's fine. Do we have a second?
I seconded it three times, or twice.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, are there any objections to extending this item for 5 minutes? Okay.
Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Mr. Lark, what? Go ahead.
Robin had a point of information first.
Oh, okay. Point of information takes precedence. Robin, go ahead.
What do the bylaws say about how these members are chosen? It seems quite strange that the whole board votes on who represents KPFA. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's what it is in the bylaws. It's always been that way. Not been any different. Same thing with some of our other committees. When we vote for members on the finance committee, the whole board votes. When we vote for members for directors on the audit committee, the whole board votes. Not just representatives from each station. It's the way it works.
Well, it seems like it's the same way that the bylaws are messed up with affiliate representatives. It allows the whole board to manipulate the vote by choosing who they want to represent a station instead of the station representing them. That's very strange.
Dwayne Lark needs to be recognized.
I mean, that's an editorial, but it's not contributing to moving the business of this meeting forward. Mr. Lark, go ahead.
Well, to the point, the bylaws do allow the stations to choose who they want to send up to the national. Then the national board decides how they're going to populate the committee. That's the framing of the bylaws. And, of course, we can have a discussion about the affiliates and that train of experience. But I'm simply asking Tom, since he reluctantly, because we don't have to have an election, Mr. Chair, if Tom reluctantly accepted in the first place, for the sake of us being able to move this committee, because we had an initial meeting and then members, the 11 members who attended, decided that, no, we're not authorized. So
okay, Mr.
if,
Lark,
in fact, Tom was to remove himself from the list, then we would have no need for an election and to hold this process up.
Okay, Mr. Lark, I think that's an improper request. If Mr. Voorhees wants to withdraw,
it's not a request.
Nominee,
it's an information. It's an option that I pointed out.
He is free to do
improper.
So, but you should not be trying to pressure him to do that. Okay.
You're mischaracterizing my point. You're mischaracterizing what I just said.
Mr. Voorhees, do you want to withdraw your nomination?
I do not, and I remove my reluctant statement.
Okay, there you go. Can we move on, please, with this process? I think we're finished with this item, and let's go
Mr.
on.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Point of order.
Yes.
Yeah, on the most recent agenda, which I sent out just prior to the meeting, Paulina suggested a protocol, an election protocol.
Yeah, it's in the motion, yeah. Oh, you want me to read it?
So it's we didn't consider it, and we need to accept it or vote on it,
I kind of assumed it was part of what we voted on. Am I wrong?
No,
about
it
that?
Wasn't. It was a separate motion.
Okay.
It wasn't a motion.
I didn't, it is a motion.
It is not a motion. There's no wording in there. It says motion. And I move.
Motion.
No,
Mr.
Chair,
point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Speakers are speaking without being recognized, and it's slowing things up, and it's confusing things, and I'm having trouble hearing because of generators that are in the background, so if people could just try to wait their turn to speak, that would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, so let me... Okay, we have... it's kind of like an appendix to the motion. I thought it was part of the motion, but it, looking at it more carefully, it does look like a separate motion, but why don't we just have a quick vote on this motion and just dispose of it that way. Motion to establish voting process for elections of directors or representatives. Voting shall be, I'm just reading the motion. Paulina, maybe you'd prefer to read your own motion?
Yes, sorry, I was muted. I would prefer to read my own motion, which reads as motion to establish voting process for election of coordinating committee. Voting shall be by instant runoff. Voting to elect one director from each station in accordance with prior and current board policies and practices. Foundation officers are separately members of this committee, but will not gain an additional vote if elected as a station representative director to the committee while simultaneously serving as a foundation officer. The current secretary shall email ballots and voting instructions to the PNB directors before midnight Eastern Time on Friday, August 7th, 2020. The ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to Fred Blair, who shall be the secondary ballot recipient, with the ballot return deadline being midnight Eastern Time on Friday, August 14th, 2020. The teller and secondary ballot recipient shall tabulate the ballots on a voter-accessible Internet stream no earlier than August 15th, 2020, and shall notice when and where that will be in advance. Election results shall be reported by the teller to the PNB via email before midnight Eastern Time on the date of the public tallies. This and that finishes the motion. This has been previously run by Terry Goodman, our teller, and that's where I end. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. Do we have a second on this motion?
Lawrence, second.
Second.
Okay. So before we go on, are there any objections to this motion?
Yes.
We are out of time, Chair, for this agenda item.
Okay, so we have an objection. We're out of time. Unless there's a time extension, we have to vote immediately on this item. Anybody want to extend time to discuss it?
Andrea, to five more minutes.
5 minutes?
Paulina,
do we have
will
a second?
Second 5 minutes. Yes, Paulina,
okay.
Second.
Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, Ron, I guess you have something to say on this. Could you go ahead?
Yeah. Right now, the way it looks right now, we have one situation where there are two candidates. If I'm correct about that, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the process that she outlined. I'm just saying, I'm wondering if it's necessary, if we only have one contested race, do we want to go through all of this to determine that the board members, it was always understood that the board members, the PNB members, would be the one that would vote in a situation like that, not the, you know, not the whole general public, you know.
Who said anything about the public? This is a vote by the directors.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, we only have two candidates. Why go through such a complicated process for two candidates? That's my question. That's my concern, that we could have that election tonight if we wanted to, you know?
Yeah,
there are only two candidates.
That's my
concern. That's it.
Okay, let me try to respond to it. The reason we do it this way is because we're not – if we had an in-person meeting, you're right, we could just have the vote right there and then. We could put –
What's the difference, though?
Because we have to protect the confidentiality of a secret ballot, and we can't do it over the phone. So this is the way we do it when we have a phone meeting.
I withdraw my objection.
I know it's. What can I tell you? All right. So if you withdraw your objection, so are there any other objections to this motion?
Sean has a point of information.
What is your point of information, Sean?
There's a portion here that says the PNB secretary shall the PNB secretary shall email ballots and voting instructions to the PNB directors before midnight Eastern Time on Friday, August 7th, 2020.
Yeah, that's kind
of
a tight deadline.
Yeah, since our meetings normally go past midnight, so that means tonight.
No, I think that means midnight
tomorrow,
not tonight. I think
that's what the motion meant. So if we need to correct that, I would be more than open to doing that.
Well, it says Friday,
It's Friday. Midnight.
Eastern time on Friday. Well, it's actually when the clock hits midnight, is it Thursday?
It's Eastern, a new day.
Is it Thursday Eastern time or Friday Eastern time? I think it's Thursday Eastern time. One second after midnight would make it Friday. That's my theory.
Well, midnight is the end of the day.
Yeah.
When
exactly.
It hits midnight, it's a new day. It's Friday.
No, when it hits
we
one
meant...
second after, it only becomes a new day one second after midnight.
On New Year's Day, when we celebrate at midnight, it's a new day.
Yeah, but it's not midnight. It's mid.
Point of order.
Okay, let's. Look.
I request a point of order, Chair, before Paulina.
What is your point?
Can we agree on anything in Pacifica?
I don't know.
I think.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I, you know,
please don't be the ballot counters on November 3rd.
Sorry for the disruption. For the disruption. It's just funny.
All right, thank you. Do I have the floor, Chair?
Yes, Mr. Reyes, go ahead.
Thank you. So when we celebrate New Year's at 12 midnight, it's a new day. So the midnight deadline is Friday, not Thursday going into Friday, because the whole day on New Year's is a whole day, not just, you know, to 11:59 or something. So I just wanted to make that point. And can we go to a vote?
I don't think we need
I
a vote.
I had a point of order.
I haven't heard an objection to this motion yet. What is your point of order, Paulina?
I don't even know if it's a point of order, but I just wanted to say that our teller, Mr. Goodman, said that standard practice is midnight on Friday. That's how it's been, and hopefully I would like to know. Yeah, that's it. And I would like to know if our secretary would be willing to do it by tomorrow midnight, tomorrow being Friday, by midnight Eastern time, which is 9 Pacific, and that's all. And
we're out of time, Chair, for this item.
Okay, let's just Grace, is that a reasonable request?
Yeah, that's fine. I can figure it out by. But why don't we just say 9 p.m. Pacific time, Friday, August 7th. Okay.
Wonderful.
Does that satisfy everybody?
Okay, that's an amendment.
Yes.
Are there any objections to that amendment? Is there a second to that amendment?
John will second that.
Okay, are there any objections to that amendment? Okay, so the amendment is approved, so now we have to go back to the main motion. Are there any objections to the main motion as amended? Okay, well, this was that motion passed as amended, and it's one of the more amusing times we've had in a while here. Lawrence, what's our situation with time?
We have a total of 38 minutes for all committees, Chair. And the next two agenda items is 8 minutes total. And I believe that's audit. And
okay,
I don't have the agenda in front of me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Eileen, do you have a report from the audit committee?
Actually, I do not. You all should have received your final copies of the actual audit and the management letters. And that's it for the moment.
Okay. Then we go to the Finance Committee. James, do you have a report from the Finance Committee?
I do. I'll keep it brief. We are proceeding with creating budgets, apparently for the first time in 4 years. So we're actually having some success in going ahead with that. We had a report from all of the stations except one. Except two, one of which the member was not aware of the status of their budget, whether they had a budget that was ready for preliminary presentation. And we have one station that does not have a finance committee, so it's not clear what they're doing. But I understand that four of the five stations already have preliminary budgets ready for analysis and tweaking. So the process is moving forward, and I hope it's going to be successful.
Okay, thank you. Do we have Mr. Reyes, your next report from the Governance Committee?
Can you put me at the end? I'm occupied right now. Sorry. Is that okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, and next is a report from the Personnel Committee. Seems to have been assigned to me. I have no report.
I'm sorry. That was a mistake, Mr. Chair. It should be Lawrence Reyes, who's now the chair of the Personnel Committee.
Okay. Mr. Reyes, do you have a report from the Personnel Committee? I don't think
yes,
it's
Chair.
Matt. So.
Report from the Personnel Committee. I would like to suggest that we go into that I can make that report in an executive session because it's some proprietary information.
Okay. Okay. Next is a report from the Programming Committee. I don't know who that would be. Is there a chair for that committee?
This is Paulina. I can give a brief report.
Okay.
There is a chair. Yeah. We have an interim. We have a chair pro tem who is not a member of the PNB or the LZs. It's Nancy Saibaran Aritomi. We have not held elections yet for the programming committee. We will do so at our next meeting, which will be shortly, and everybody's encouraged to participate. And I think that I'll leave it there for now.